Trump supporter, government corruption is behind Hurricane Maria PR disaster. They pocket money of the American people. By Penny Star on February 27, 2020. Puerto Rican Miguel Juan Muñoz said on Tuesday in Charleston, South Carolina. Outside of the Democrat debate venue, he survived Hurricane Maria in 2017 even as President Donald Trump's efforts to help the U.S. territory were thwarted by government corruption. Hurricane Maria in 2017, I was there, Muñoz told Breitbart News. And let me tell you, it was catastrophic. But President Trump was sending aid and the Puerto Rican government was stealing it. Hiding it from people, said Muñoz, who left the U.S. territory to resettle in the states 1 month after the hurricane. They stole $74 billion with a B and the people back home, they blame President Trump, Muñoz said. It's time for Puerto Ricans to come out and join President Trump and apologize for blaming him for the hurricane and whatever happened. Muñoz said infrastructure on the island was already dysfunctional before the hurricane. Let me tell you, the water company, the power company. Before the hurricane Maria never worked before, Muñoz said. They don't fix nothing, they don't take care, Muñoz said. They only pocket the money of the American people. And that's not fair, and they are still blaming President Trump, Muñoz said. He also said the claim that 4,000 people died is inaccurate. That is not true, Muñoz said. They are looking for more money. Muñoz, who was wearing a Trump baseball cap, said his fellow Puerto Ricans have an option if they are unhappy on the island. This is my country, this is their country, and they can come over here to survive if they want to, Muñoz said. A White House fact sheet reveals how much money went to Puerto Rico for recovery and how much is still pending. The federal government has allocated over $40 billion for Puerto Rico disaster recovery and could spend up to $91 billion, far exceeding funding for states hit by other recent disasters. Puerto Rico currently has access to $1.5 billion in Community Development Block Grant disaster recovery funds, and the Department of Housing and Urban Development has approved an action plan for an additional $8.2 billion. The fact sheet also documents the corruption taking place on the island, including in the government and public utilities. Videos have also surfaced of huge stashes of supplies languishing in warehouses. Follow Penny Star on Twitter.